You're tuned in to My 105.9, the home of chilly hot country and legends. Great to have you here on your Friday. Hope you're all having a great day out there. You're looking for something to do this Saturday? Yes, tomorrow, nice and early, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. You might want to come check out the Beacon at Mackay Regional Botanic Gardens. Location is at the car park and toilets nearby on Crowley's Road off Alexandra Street. Come down there. So this is the Botanic Gardens Land Art Project. The project celebrates innovations in farming practices, something that we rely on heavily here in Mackay. But yeah, it's still going strong. It's up to community to keep it strong. So we acknowledge the traditional Aboriginal custodians of the site as well as contribution of South Sea Islanders to the sugarcane industry. We welcome to the My 105 studios and tell us more about the Botanic Gardens Land Art Project artist Lucas Eileen, Kim Williams, make welcome, and land expert and land owner Simon Matson, and our old friend, Madassia chairperson, Stara Vivi. So they're going to talk about the Beacon, what's happening tomorrow at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We strongly recommend you bring the family down and watch this masterpiece in the making. So we'll get to talk to Lucas, Kim, Simon and Stara more about the Botanic Gardens Land Art Project. Firstly, we'll talk to artist Lucas Eileen and what he and the group specialise in and what are they trying to achieve here this weekend.
We specialise in the kind of work that we do is socially engaged art. We work in collaboration with people and communities to make things happen, and we're particularly interested in working with farmers on agricultural projects at the moment.
Is it to beautify land or just look after, make it healthy?
The health side of it is more important than the beauty side of it, but the beauty side of it is very important in capturing people's attention so we can get the conversation started. So last year we came up and collaborated with Simon Matson on Sunset Symphony and the Sunflowers at his farm in Marion, where we cleared out an amphitheatre in the middle of a field of sugarcane and sunflowers and hosted a big concert with the Mackay Youth Orchestra and the Sakwalo Islander Dancers. And it was an opportunity for different communities to come together and talk with Simon and the farmers in his group about regenerative agriculture and how we can be using farming to build the soil health. Right. Yeah. So Simon is the best person to describe exactly how that function works. But in a nutshell, sugarcane is often grown as a monoculture. And when you break the monoculture and have multiple plant species growing together, there's a whole lot of benefits for the soil.
Awesome. Is the sunflowers still around in your land? And this is Simon Matson, land expert, owner, farmer.
Farmer, yeah. Mm. I don't know about land expert, but farmer certainly. So the sunflowers for me serve a couple of different purposes, but the agronomic benefits basically stem from the fact that the sunflowers are a very different plant to sugarcane. So they host a different range of soil biology. And it's that extra soil biology that then helps ultimately with the solubilization of various different nutrient elements and makes it more available to the sugarcane ultimately. So it's all about a range of or a diversity of plant species enabling a diversity of soil biology, which enables soil health.
Awesome. And you're a cane farmer and this helped your cane crop, and where it was lacking before, you did something about it?
Well, yes, I'm certainly working on that, but with many more species apart from just sunflowers. Sunflowers are the one that's attracted all of the attention simply because they're so eye-catching. So they open the conversation and allow me, through people like Lucas and Kim, to have a conversation with a much larger audience about soil health.
Yeah. So the Botanical Gardens land, Madassia's.
We're just coming along in partnership. Kim and Lucas say that they came up in early last year, to consultation there with this project. And I looked at it there, you know, as not only a great art project, but also a cultural project there for South Sea Islanders, being that we have so much connection. We have connection with sugarcane here in Mackay. So I thought it was a great project. And I looked when I met Simon, and Simon explained, you know, what goes into what he's looking at with his soil health and that. Well, straight away, I said, well, this is great. I was invited along to the symposium of sunflowers there. Not my scene, but I went along. and I enjoyed it. I quite enjoyed it, you know, just to see actually the flowers in with the cane that then, how it worked out on Simon's cane field. But yeah, for Dacia, and yeah, so we give the partnership. They're sort of one of the connections through the South Sea Islander community to come along and to look at, you know, how you would say, because there was not much machinery there we got, so we only got something like 26 metres of a circle of land that the Botanical Gardens gave Kim and Lucas. But it's not at the hut and that there, it's over near the cafe, we're over near the amphitheatre, actually.
Oh, yes.
So it's on that side over there. It's called the Beacon, though. They named it the Beacon there. So at the moment, yeah, so yeah, we're going ahead and that there. I like it because it's they're getting back to basics and that there. As I said, there's not much machinery there, so it's a lot of hard yakka like our ancestor did and that there. So I sort of invite our younger generations and that then come down and see what their ancestors used to plant cane back in the day and that.
Yeah, that's just Saturday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. The Beacon, you're calling it. Yep. The Beacon, yeah, at the Mackay Regional Council Botanical Gardens, yeah.
That's right, it's in the meadowlands section of the garden, so on the western side of the lagoon.
Yep, and give us a picture how this will look.
It will start by planting legumes on Saturday, so that's what this event is about, that we're going to make the soil healthier for the sugarcane and sunflowers by first planting a legume crop. So that'll be planted in a community event on Saturday, and we're inviting anyone to come along and join in.
So you're the artist, the art and land science combined when they meet. Okay.
Well, we're growing this crop in a circle, which is not a conventional way of growing a crop. Yeah. So, but it's of a size that can be managed by hand rather than big equipment.
Yeah, so people can go in, touch, smell.
Yeah, that's right. It's like a site where we can hold public events and workshops of different sorts throughout the life of the project, which could be about 18 months. And so over the course of that time, we'll have different sorts of events and educational workshops.
Awesome. Any special shout-outs to anyone, you know, who supported the project?
Yeah, we've had a really good experience working together with the Yuwibara Aboriginal Corporation since March last year, when we got in touch with them and been sitting down and talking to them and learning about the Aboriginal community here and histories. And they've been very generous in getting involved and important collaborators in this project with us, as well as other organisations like the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, who are keen to use this project as a place for school kids to come and do excursions and learn about ecological agriculture.
Yep.
And other community organisations like Pioneer Catchments and Land Care and Reef Catchments.
And, of course, Madassia, because Starrett is a kind of key figure in our project too, and having his support and having that sort of base of the Madassia hut is fantastic for us, and just to be able to make that connection with the Australian South Sea Islander community.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, and you've also got a song for the listeners as well. It's to go with the Botanical Gardens Land Art Project. That's very creative of yous. And, yeah, so it's all happening Saturday, 24th of February, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's called The Beacon, Mackay Regional Botanical Gardens Car Park Toilets nearby Crowley's Road off Alexandra Street.
Yeah, so it's on the opposite side of the Botanic Gardens Lagoon from the cafe.
Okay.
If you stand on the veranda at the cafe and you look over the lagoon, you'll see it on the other side. So that's why people want to drive in. They drive in from the Alexandra Street side.
Yep, and people who want to come, they can get involved and plant legumes and...
That's
and,
right. And we'll have we'll be serving freshly squeezed sugarcane juice.
Oh, lovely.
And, and hopefully everyone will join in with us on this song.
Okay. Is it a hard one?
No. So Charmaine and Starrett and Simon We'd like you to...
Starrett's a backup singer. Okay. Yeah,
we'd like you to join in on the chorus. We plant the seeds in the morning Try it. Sun. We plant the seeds in the morning sun. Again. Plant the seeds in the morning sun. We plant the seeds in the morning sun. That was easy. So, all of that is a response. So, every time we sing a line, you answer it by going, we plant the seeds in the morning. So, this is how it goes. We'll just sing the first two lines. We gather together here, everyone. We plant the seeds in the morning sun. Girl and boy and woman and man. We plant the seeds in the morning sun. Plant the seeds in the morning sun. We plant the seeds in the morning sun. Today the ground on which we stand, we plant the seeds in the morning sun, has always been Aboriginal land. We plant the seeds in the morning sun. Plant the seeds in the morning sun.
Singing that song for you.
I have to attribute the song to the melody is taken from a Barbados sugarcane workers song.
Lovely.
Written new lyrics.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that. And if you'd like to buy a copy of the thing. Okay, what's this mean for Madassia though? They're going to utilize the land, the beacon.
Oh, it's just really for Kim and Lucas, is it? Yeah, so we'll just we'll all be doing is partnership with them, as they'll utilise land and we'll help along with the educational part in that there.
Mm.
And as I said before, you know, hopefully to get some of our younger generations to come to see how sugarcane was grown. You know, obviously we have a connection with the sugarcane, but we've moved out of sugarcanes now. Mm. We invited Uncle Doug Mooney along and that there, so he's one of our last surviving cane cutters, and he was keen. You know, we just got to watch what between his barra fishing and everything else and that there. So he's keen to come along and that there, and hopefully, you know, show some of our younger generations how it was, you know, back in the day to cut cane.
We are
cutting by hand.
Yes.
We are cutting by hand, so yeah, so it'll be harvest by hand.
And
that's probably the beauty of it. That's what sort of attracted me with how Simon has gone about, and you know, and gone out of left field to do things his way and that there. And to me, you know, I'm not the best greenie in the world and that, but you know, to look at another way of farming and that there.
Yeah.
Where, you know, as he sort of explained to me that, you know, over his farm's nearly 100 years old and that there, you know, there's something that's not taken out of the soil all the time, and it's all sort of trained for one crop.
Yeah. Is that the cane farmers following suit, what Simon is doing?
So, yeah, there's a small group of us cane farmers that have come together, or mostly cane farmers, and we've formed a small not-for-profit self-help soil group called Central Queensland Soil Health Systems. And yeah, we share information, and we're all working on various different aspects of trying to improve our soil. So we meet regularly and share and learn from each other, basically. Membership is open to anybody that has an interest in soil health. So if you want to be a member, anybody can. A backyard gardener or everyone right through
Just a hobby gardener
Yes, yeah. You certainly can. Everybody who's just got an interest in improving the health of their soil can be a member.
Yeah, you know, ultimately, you know, we have a sort of end purpose in mind for this project, and that's the health of the Great Barrier Reef. That's an important thing that we always keep in the back of our minds, that what Simon and other like-minded farmers are doing are reducing the chemical runoff to the Great Barrier Reef. And so it's a win for plants and soil and the reef.
Yes, yeah, that's great. Well, that's a good project. The Botanic Gardens Land Art Project, and yous are all going to be down at the Beacon, yes, this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's Mackay Regional Botanical Gardens. Car park, toilets, nearby Crowley's Road off Alexandra Street. That's great, guys. Website, watershedmackay.land.
Mm-hmm.
That's a website.
And children and families are welcome to the event.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be juicing sugarcane, fresh sugarcane juice.
Yep.
And Lucas will be baking scones.
And singing! You get to sing that song. Okay.
Hopefully we'll have a big chorus singing the song on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's really easy song, folks. So, and we mean Starrett gave it a try. All right. Well, that's it. And that's it. But thank you very much. Thanks for the song.
Yeah, that's thanks for joining in. You were great.
Well, that was really fun, and we want you to join in the song again. It is called the Legume Song, and it'll be sung tomorrow down at the Mackay Regional Council, the Beacon site. It's at the car park toilets nearby Crowley's Road off Alexandra Street. Get down there 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And this is a song that they'll be singing. Have a listen.